drink some more. I want to get drunk off my ass.
Hey, what's up? This is Zed.
What up? I'm Afrojack.
Hey, guys. This is Vici.
Hey, it's Calvin Harris.
Hey, this is Borges.
Hey, I'm Dimitri Vegas.
And I'm Like Mike.
Ready? One, two, three.
What's up? This is Stevie Aoki, and this is
the Beats and Booze Podcast.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of the Beats and Booze Podcast. It is our Miami recap story.
Holy shit.
Yeah, we just we spent a week out in the war zone that is Miami Music Week. And we're all hurting a little bit right now. But yeah, I am Dramos, as always joined by Spirito.
What up?
And Flips.
Yes, sir.
And we are also joined by just a shit show crew here in the studio.
Our sponsor, Digital Music Pool.
Yeah, the whole Digital Music Pool crew.
Give it up for them. Golf clap.
We've got Legati, Mike Gloria, Sal, LaBelli, Stalker Steph, and Blackout Bianca all here. So,
what up, Blackout?
I love how everybody gets a name when they come to the show.
So it's a shit show. All right, so obviously Miami Music Week, for those of you who don't know, it's every big DJ you can ever imagine in Miami for the week, and we're all just getting drunk and partying pretty much.
Gloria's already mangled.
Yeah.
We had one shot to start off the show.
One shot to start the show, and some people here are drunk already. Yeah. It's okay.
So you guys got down there Monday.
Yes.
Yes, we have to talk about Monday night first.
Oh, all right.
Monday night
I didn't know if you wanted to. Guys, keep in mind, we all have like real jobs, so we're going to tell you as much as we possibly can without incriminating ourselves.
Yeah, Monday night was a little much.
So, all right, let me preface it.
Yeah.
I got there Tuesday morning,
yep.
And I walk into the room. First of all, it took them like 10 minutes to answer the door, which they were 5 feet away from. And I walk in, and everybody is just dead. They look like they melted into the couches, and I'm like, what the fuck happened last night? So Flips wakes up, and he says...
I don't even know. What did I say? I honestly don't
First of all,
remember.
You couldn't make a sentence, and then you were like... They were like,
Monday was a rough day for us.
Yeah, it was.
So usually, you know, you take the first day out there, you take it pretty easy, especially like, that's why we came in on Monday.
Into it.
Yeah, Monday there's like not much going on. It really doesn't start up till the next day or even the day after that Wednesday, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But Monday, you know, we decided there's only a couple of us here. We're just going to get pretty messed up.
Yeah.
And it turned into a shit show, and we literally were in bed by 8 o'clock at night in Miami on a Monday.
Yeah, they slept like 11 hours.
Yeah, they couldn't speak in full sentences Tuesday morning.
Yeah, so we basically wasted the entire day, and it pretty much threw off the next few days of Miami for us.
100%.
So, all right, so fast forward, Tuesday night, Afrojacket, Live, go. We were all there. What'd you think?
Live in general is one of those places that's like a pain in the ass, because if you have a penis, they don't want to let you through
the
door.
Yeah, true.
Luckily,
why did they let you through, though? You don't have a penis.
That's right.
Legati coming in hot.
You set yourself up with that.
Fired. Shots fired. Well, we got lucky that we got walked in by Afrojack's people.
Yeah.
All right. Not to toot our own horns.
Yeah. Shout out to Justin who hooked us up. Thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
So he walked us right in. Luckily, we didn't have to wait for the bullshit that is the Live line.
Craziness.
We got to meet Nick, as Spirito knows him by, or Afrojack for all of you out there, and of course. We ran into Stalker Steph already in there.
Yeah.
Of course.
She was in there before we were.
Yeah.
She's like, where are you guys? We're like, we have penises, so we're working on it. We're
and
getting there.
She was already mangled by the time we got in there.
They were.
This is how Blackout Bianca got her stripes as well. This night started it.
Yeah.
Afrojack at Live. What did you guys think?
Steph?
Well, as a very long time Nick Vandewall fan, I'm going to say this wasn't my favorite set, but it was a really, really, really fun way to start the week off. It was a lot of fun, ton of energy. Everyone was just really wild and ready to start the week off.
Okay.
And it was actually pretty cool. He brought out was it Dimitri Vegas or
Like
Mike?
Like Mike Hardwell stopped by.
I saw Hardwell in the booth too.
He played his new track, Hey, with his vocalist. Feist. He brought the Feist out.
Yep.
I think I was really drunk by then.
You were.
Yeah.
You guys were all really drunk.
Yeah, I think this was probably the drunkest and that's saying a lot for this week. But
for day one.
That night, after day one. But that night, I was probably the most drunk I've been. It's because they were nice enough to give us like never-ending bottles of Grey Goose and champagne, which I spilled all over.
At 4 a.m., the bottle girl came over with another bottle of vodka and just kept handing me Red Bull vodka. She's pass them to everyone. Yeah. And I look at Dramos, I look at Spirit, I'm like, do you guys want Red Bull vodka? They're like, nah. It's like, all right, I guess I'm just going to hold all these Red Bull vodkas now.
So, you know, there's always like random girls at the tables.
Oh, the bottle rats were out in full force.
The bottle rats were out in full force.
Full force.
So, this one girl who was wearing a low-cut dress. We won't mention names.
Jesus.
But I kept on looking at her shirt, and it any moment it looked like her tits were gonna fall out. So like we got to talking, and then she whipped out her phone and showed me a picture of when her tit fell out earlier that night, like full on nipple pierced, everything. I was like, wow, you were just like, okay, you're just showing me your nipple right now. That's cool. That's fun.
Of course. But, yep. Of course it had.
She showed it to everybody, so it's not just me.
So we're staying at the Lowe's, which is like a moderately classy hotel. Yeah.
It's fancy.
Enough. Like some of the artists stay there. Like we've seen like Martin Garrix and stuff like that down there. So Bianca just tumbles out of the Uber, essentially. Sits down the curb, then stalker Steph makes her get up, and then as she's walking, she just tumbles into a bush.
Yep.
That was the third time that night.
That was before third live, time? After live.
All right, so Wednesday. Wednesday we wake up, we do our thing. We went to that horrible breakfast place that you guys made me go to.
It was, I don't even know what the hell it's called.
It was like called a Tequileria or something.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
This is the thing about Miami, which I'm sure all of you notice, was that the service down there is god-awful.
It's really bad.
And I don't know if it's because we're from like New York where everything moves so quick and people don't have patience for shit, but over there it takes forever to get anything.
Forever.
Forever. It's horrible.
Yeah. So then we went to the Spinning Party at the Spinning Hotel.
Yeah.
AKA.
Wait, hold on. We have a party foul. I'm sorry. Are you mixing the shots in the glass? You're going to know which glass was mine or no? I have OCD.
Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry to cut you off. That's such a party foul.
We're going to sort this out while OCD Gloria gets the right shot glass, all right?
No. You got to listen. For future reference, you keep the shot glasses there and come around and pour them.
Yeah. One person we hung out with a ton while we were down in Miami was our buddy Gazzo, who's been on the show before.
Yes.
So we actually are going to play his song right now, What You Waiting For?
And then we're going to have him call in and tell us his recollection of Miami.
Exactly. So this is Gazzo with What You Waiting For on the Beats and Booze podcast.
Let's dive deep into the water. We'll find pearls. We'll cost a dollar. Yeah, don't you know? It's now or never. It's now and ever. It's now and never. Yeah, I'm feeling lucky this time. Do or die, let's give it a try. We're on fire, so tell me what you're waiting for. We're on fire, so tell me what you're waiting for. You waiting for? Waiting.
turn up the...
Hi, this is Sebastian Grosso.
Hey, what's up? This is DJ Snake.
Hey, this is Cedric Gervais, and follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Beats and Booze.
All right, so we got Gazzo on the line. Gaz,
Hello, sir.
What was your Miami experience like?
Oh my God, it was a cluster in a good way and a bad way. There was just so many people there, so many events to go to.
Yeah.
It was kind of like event hopping the entire week, but I got to see so many people I don't really get to see, including yourself, you know, from the East Coast, a lot of East Coast guys.
Yep, yep.
And then just in general, people from around the world, you know, like everybody's foreign or has a studio there or wherever, so it's good to link up with people.
Right, everybody just touches base down there. Sure. So what was your favorite track that you heard out, like, you know, either in people's sets or, you know, it could be one of your own?
My favorite track, I don't have the track name, but this dude, D-Wayne,
Okay. Absolutely,
like, his opening track was one of his originals. I gotta ask Tiger Lily, because she played right before and she knows the track.
Right.
He played like three of his songs in a row and they were all fire, so pretty much anything by that dude. I think he's on Wall Recordings right now. He works under Afrojack. So
right.
That dude, it was hot fire.
Spit that hot fire. we're gonna have to check out what track that was. All right, so what was your favorite event or venue that you went to?
Actually, seeing MK at the iHeart event.
Right.
W, where you guys were at, was awesome. I mean, I've seen MK before,
yeah.
And I feel like half the people there didn't even realize it was MK.
No, not at all.
Yeah, no, so not at all.
It was kind of like a treat, you know. The people that did got to see him real up close, and you know, he still did his thing, you know, as he does.
He kills it every time, no matter what.
He killed it, and, yeah. And Jägermeister was a sponsor, and obviously they sponsor me. So
Yep. Shots
for Days.
Way too many shots for Days.
Way too many shots.
I didn't even know you put Jäger in a mixed drink until that week.
Yeah, right? They have some fucking, you know, not to bring it up again, but hot fire
drinks. Yeah, hot fire drinks. True story. Yeah, no, that was great. Dude. And it was, like, funny because, you know, there was that, we had that little flip cup game going on.
Yep.
And it was so weird because it's like, okay, cool, a world-renowned DJ, MK, is 30 feet away and we're playing flip cup like we're at like a frat house basement.
Yeah, that was the same thing on Thursday when Hardwell was playing.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
Like sitting there playing flip cup.
It's like crazy. It was really like a weird experience.
It's so funny.
So,
but that's, I feel like that's Miami, though. There were so
yeah,
many situations
yeah.
where, like, somebody dope was playing, and, like, it was just so casual for everybody
right.
that was there, especially mm-hmm. the industry-type stuff.
Yep.
You know, because we've seen those guys so many times, but even for me, I was still fangirling a little bit.
Oh, I fangirl every time I hear MK play. I'm just like, oh, my God, I love this song, you know? All right, who played the best set, in your opinion?
Well, MK definitely slayed it, but I have to say, I went to go see my homie Capslap with Nervo at Wall.
Right.
And same place, the club at the W. And he took that. I mean, the dude that started out was playing pretty. He was playing cool, like
right.
tech house and stuff. And Cap took it from there. And everybody, with all the girls, were on the table. Like everybody was going insane.
So yeah, sorry we missed that.
Yeah,
I know.
We're pissed we missed that. What the fuck were we doing that?
That night? Was a Calvin night, I think.
Oh God, yeah, that was a long
you
night.
You Live?
Yeah.
Oh God, I was at Live the night before. That place is a black hole.
It really is. It really fucking is. What was the craziest, most outrageous thing that you saw down there?
Okay, so me and Cap and director, we were it was pretty tame, to be honest. We were sitting there eating dinner.
Right.
We were a little drunk, but we were sitting there eating dinner, and all of a sudden, there's a fucking car crash on Collins. We're at the Marcelles.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
Car crash in the middle of Collins. This guy, okay, no joke, this guy made a left into a taxi.
Like, what?
So normal, you know, normal human being,
right.
Get out, exchange information. This guy gets up through his sunroof, rips off his shirt, and starts barking and hitting his chest, going, hur, hur. Like,
Jesus.
I can't make this shit up.
Oh, my God.
Barking, and then the dude runs away. So the car was on Collins. We were there for about an hour, and it was sitting on Collins with fluid just out of the fucking front of the car. It was insane. It was a crazy thing. The guy must have been drunk.
Oh, my God. He must have been on, like, so many drugs. So many drugs.
It was insane.
Did Justin get that on film? Yeah. Please tell me he did.
I have it on one of my Snapchat stories. I save all my snaps, as you know, so I definitely have that somewhere.
Please,
I gotta show you.
Please send that to us. We want to post that on our account.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Of course. It was outrageous. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. All right, man. So thank you so much for calling in. We'll see you next time you're on the East Coast.
Cool. Sounds good, guys. Talk to you later.
All right, so Wednesday we went to the spinning party at the Spinning Hotel, a.k.a. the Nautilus.
Yes.
Yeah. And the lineup was pretty cool, but...
The crowd was eh. It was...
It wasn't that busy. I feel like people were at other places.
Well, the crowd closer to the stage was a little bit better.
Yeah.
But further away, not so much.
I mean, that's everywhere,
though. Usually those pool parties are, like, pretty packed, though. You know what I mean? It wasn't, like, you know, anything nuts over there.
We also saw Quintino twice in like an hour, so that was fun.
Right, because he played there, and then we went to Revealed at Nikki Beach.
And I think the same thing happened with Thomas Gold, too.
Yep, same thing. And then Wednesday we had Bartell's famous Auto Slims party.
Yeah, which for those of you who have never been...
What are they doing over there? It's you guys fucking around?
No, it's getting dick slapped with a mic.
Thank you.
So that was to get like 9 bros in a studio.
Yeah, just fair warning. This is going to be the worst piece of radio you've probably ever heard in your entire life. So Automatic Slims is probably one of the shittiest bars in all of South Beach, is safe to say?
Pretty much.
Definitely. But we throw a party there every single year, which is usually like pretty crazy. It's pretty fun. And we somehow managed to get like highbrow industry people to come to this shitty dive bar.
Shithole.
Yeah.
Sometimes the equipment doesn't work.
Yeah. Raph?
Most of the time.
Raph's the TD over there.
Yeah. Raph was engineer.
After that, though, the night turned up. We went to Armin. Where was he?
At Icon, which used to be Mansion.
Yeah. Yes, right across the street.
I like the setup from there now. Yeah, it's a lot better than it used to be.
It's a lot better than it was last year.
The mansion?
Yeah.
That's what I heard. What did you think of it?
The mansion was better.
I went somewhere else. I miss it so much.
Oh, you weren't even there. Screw you.
Yeah,
no, I know. I'm saying I went somewhere else, so I have more to add to this Wednesday.
Oh, where'd you go?
I went to Space for Dubfire and Chris Liebing back to back.
How was that?
I was there till 9:30 in the morning. Chris Liebing and Dubfire didn't go on till 6 a.m. Pan Pop played. Who else played? Gardens of God played. Kolsch played.
I have no idea who any of these people are.
I knew Kolsch.
No, you fucking hate them. I want to say Apollonia played, but it was awesome. And you thought, like, it was like 7:30 and you thought that Liebing and Dubfire were like going to slow it down, but then they just come back with like more bangers.
They just went even harder.
Was Boris there too?
They just kept going harder. Boris was there.
It was definitely
Boris
a Sal and Gloria night.
Sounds like a fucking snooze fest.
That's proper house music.
it was techno.
Nah, it looked good. It looked like a fun
Dramas
night.
I know Dramas hates techno.
Whatever. It's just a little, you know.
Yeah, we actually got, when me and Bobby Green walked into Icon.
Kyle?
We'll get into that later. They walked us right like backstage at Armin, which was like, it was still pretty crowded back there, but it was like, we were literally, I could like poke Armin. So it was really cool to be back there and like see the whole crowd.
While the rest of us somehow didn't get back
there. Yeah, we ended up just outside back at Automatic Slims.
Yeah.
I got a text message from Spirit. Oh, I'm on stage. I sent them
a picture like with Armin like 4 feet away from me. And they were like, what? So that was Wednesday night.
I think that started the whole punchable thing.
So the whole week, Flips had an ongoing thing. Every time I said something douchey, or in his opinion, douchey.
No,
second opinion is probably douchey.
It was douchey. It wasn't my opinion, it was douchey.
They said, what was it?
Very punchable.
A very punchable comment. Yeah, you're very, very punchable right now.
Yep.
So after that, I tried to push it as far as I could go before he actually punched me in the face. So that was fun for me.
What did we do after? Some of us, I think we split up after Icon.
No, we split up before Icon. Yeah.
So after Slims, I think we went and I got married at a restaurant in South Beach, which was nice.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I met a waitress.
Oh, that's right. You met the waitress.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And I met Miss Salto.
Yeah. We all met the loves of our lives that night. It was a mad. There was something in the air that Wednesday night in South Beach. There was a homeless man jerking off on Collins Avenue.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Love was in the air that night, right? Everybody was feeling it.
Hold on. So they got home an hour before I did. I walked past, the guy was still jerking off. I was like, wait. The next morning, I was like, yo, I walked past this guy like jerking off. They were like, wait, what? We did too.
He got some stamina.
For real.
God bless his heart.
Who knows? So Thursday, what did we do? Thursday was the first day of the iHeart media party at the W, which was epic.
Yeah.
I came straight from space, basically. That was a fun day, though. That was when Bianca decided that she had a love for Jaeger.
Yeah, so the event was sponsored by Jaeger. Shout out to them for getting us all wasted.
Yep, Jaeger and Heineken.
Heineken, yeah, that's right.
So we're holding it down.
So
I like how we ignore 7 Up was also a sponsor.
They had one cooler full of 7 Ups that did not get touched once the entire week.
Yeah.
That was cool. That was cool.
But it was Swatch. Swatch was there also.
Yep, Swatch. Oh, yeah. We're all rocking our Swatch watches.
You couldn't swim on it, though. Someone tried to dive onto it, and
it falls
out.
Apart. It's in three pieces.
It was like a big 7 Up. 7 Up. Like 35,000.
It was wood.
Was it wood?
It was wood.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was foam.
Nope.
Okay, oh, wow. So at the iHeart party, we had, who played the first day? Who was your favorite out of the DJs the first day?
Probably, I think, honestly, it really didn't pop off until Aoki went on, I felt like.
Yeah.
When Aoki went on, like, it literally turned into, like,
Aoki
a
was
concert.
Definitely the highlight of the day.
I was on the other side, like, on the pool side, and I heard, like, this Dirty Bird beat playing. I had no idea who was on. I walked over, and it was fucking Steve Aoki. I was so confused. And then he played some dope Milkshake remix by Khalees.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
It was crazy, because he literally went on, and it just, like, turned the place into a whole another atmosphere.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He went on to, like, five.
He was, well, no, he went on early, yeah.
You're right.
When I got there, Robin Schultz was on.
He was something, honestly, I don't even remember who else played. Like, that's the only one that stuck out.
Well, Suttery and Ryan played for a
little bit. D'Angelo played the first day.
Oh, yeah, he did. He's the first
one. No,
that was Friday. Whoa, okay. Jesus
Christ. Fuck. Jesus.
Oh, no. I didn't get to the iHeart on Thursday till like 2. Yeah. Who was on at 2 o'clock?
Robin Schultz.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think who we did interview.
Yeah.
Steve Aoki said, fuck the haters and drop out of school.
He did? He did that?
Yeah, I have that on video. I do.
I love that.
Wow.
He's like, yo, bro, fuck the haters.
I was really surprised by Aoki.
Yeah, who else was that?
Honestly,
Robin Schultz.
It was the Ultra thing from 2 to 6. So you had Sunburn, you had Klingon, you had...
The first day was Sunburn.
Honestly, yeah, Sunburn was awesome, too. I want to give a shout-out to Sunburn, friend of the show.
Sunburn killed it.
Yeah, Sunburn killed it. And yeah, Aoki, but Aoki was just like,
when everybody was like drunk and like having fun, and like he just fucking turned it up.
Yeah, so. And then
I think everyone too looked at the stage and was like, wow, this is actually Aoki. Because it wasn't anything close to what he usually plays.
Yeah, no, not at all.
He wasn't on the mic, he wasn't doing his antics.
No cake.
He didn't even know he had a microphone until the end of the set.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
He got on the mic, he's like, oh, I have a microphone. I didn't realize.
That was also the day that we took over the ping pong table.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that was the first day we did that.
Yeah.
It
became a spectacle, and we, like, nobody knew what Flip Cup was until we went over there.
It's like, people from all over the world come to Miami that week, and I feel like, you know, some of the Europeans, they don't really have drinking games there.
Well, it's also like it's an industry event. Like, also you have to be on a guest list to get in there, so it's super super stuffy if you let it be stuffy, you know what I mean? And yeah, we just took over that ping pong table and shit got crazy.
Yeah, we started playing Flip Cup like it was a frat party.
Yeah. We were playing beer pong too, also.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
As soon as we got over there, though, it's like all the cameras like flocked and started, you know, just going off. And we were like, oh, okay, well, this is fun.
You guys literally did throw the most expensive high school party. Yeah. Like, no joke. I was playing Flip Cup. I turn around and Laid Back Luke's there.
That's what I'm saying.
This is never going to happen. No. Ever again. Like, ever I'm never going to have 140,000 in talent while we're just yelling at people. Never.
You fucking suck.
Yeah.
There were DJs walking through the party, and I saw so many of them just like stop and stare at you guys. And like, you knew some of them like wanted to join in, but they're like, fuck, I got a place.
Yeah. So next year, I think our main idea is we're going to sponsor the Flip Cup table.
Yep.
And then we're going to have DJs come play with us.
I don't think that'll work.
It'll work.
Why wouldn't it work? No, it'll work, but I don't think they'll let us do it.
I don't know if they want us to turn it into a frat house. We'll see what happens.
We'll take care of it.
Either way, it's happening.
They fucking cut off everybody so Disclosure could play like one, like slap the ping pong ball one time.
Did they play?
They were there, they just didn't DJ.
Really? Yeah. Oh, they didn't DJ.
No,
okay.
I was sitting in the pool and I heard the one girl from the W who was like running the whole show. She's like, I have Disclosure coming. We need to lock everything
We won't name
down.
Drop, but you all know who she was.
Yeah.
Nobody liked her.
Yeah.
You can edit that out if you
we
want.
We won't know. No, that's fine. We're not name dropped. All right,
she's never going to listen.
She's not one of the 90s.
All right, so we've had a lot of debate about what the song of Miami was, what people were playing out there.
There's a few, but...
We're gonna
get back to it.
Yeah, we'll narrow it down to one. We're gonna play "No" by Sid right now on the Beats and Booze podcast.
Time and no, I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. time and no, I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. I don't want none of your time and no, I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. I don't want none of your time and no, I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. I don't want none of your time and no, I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. I don't want none of your time and no, I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. I don't want none of your time and no, I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. I don't want none of your time and no, I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. I don't want none of your time and no.
So that was No by Sid on the Beats and Booze podcast. That's what we picked as a song we just couldn't get away from in Miami.
The homie Carlos, great track.
Yeah.
What was last year's song?
Probably Coco, honestly.
Yeah, Coco. Yeah, definitely was right? Coco.
Did you guys agree on that one?
Yeah, even though it was old then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that was, everybody was fucking
playing
that.
I'm in love with the Coco.
We played it 3 times.
Every set, I feel like we heard it twice.
Yep.
Last year.
Raph played it like 3 times one night. Yeah, or another
night. I played it twice. I mean, DJ. Yeah.
All right, so let's get back to it. Clevelander Thursday night. We went to go see our boy Prince Fox.
Yeah.
He'll be on the show soon. He had an awesome set there at the Clevelander. He was like throwing all kinds of different stuff out.
That was, honestly, that was probably one of my favorite sets I've seen in Miami.
Yeah, definitely.
He was really cool.
And then we actually followed him over to 11
because
he did like a real early morning sunrise set.
Yes.
At, I think he started at like 5:30 in the morning or 6 o'clock.
Where we ran into Sunburn over there.
Yeah, yeah. And we caught the end of Sunburn.
Jonas Blue was there too.
Jonas Blue.
I just have to say something. Sal thought he was one of the Jonas Brothers. Like, legitimately thought that.
Jonas. Where else on Thursday?
Where'd you go on Thursday?
I went to Heart for the Cartel party.
Oh yeah, I kind of wanted to go to that.
Yeah,
that
no, Kreider? The Cartel party was dope. It was Mark Knight, Technasia, EDX, Bob Sinclair, Kreider. Tom Starr didn't have his visa, so he couldn't get in the country. Sonnery James and Ryan Marciano, and someone else played too. I forget who played after them.
At what point did you sleep Thursday? I feel like you've just been going.
I didn't sleep for 50 hours.
That's intense.
I went 50 hours no sleep.
That's healthy.
It's super healthy. It's Miami. No time for sleep.
No time for sleep in Miami.
No time for sleep.
There's no sleeping in Miami.
That Thursday party was really, it was awesome though.
So
that was probably our latest night, I think,
yeah,
right?
I think we got home at like 9 a.m.
Yeah, I left you guys at 11. I ran into JP from Cash Cash. Yeah,
oh, that's we right. also ran into Sam from Cash Cash.
Yeah, we saw Cash Sam from Cash Cash. They're playing. JP and I Ubered, and he put in the wrong hotel, so we ended up at a hotel in downtown Miami at like 7 a.m.
Yep.
Had to go back in the Uber, then like another half an hour drive back to South Beach, and then he sees a McDonald's, and we had to stop at McDonald's. And the Uber driver leaves us at McDonald's. So JP buys me a McGriddle at like 7:30 in the morning at McDonald's. We take a shared Uber, which makes like five stops along the way. So by the time I get home, it's like 8 a.m., and you guys are just rolling through the door as well. So basically the longest day of Miami, the biggest shit show of Miami, I'd say that was that night, if I'm not mistaken, with the bottle rats that you guys met at the previous spot.
Saturday was pretty long, too.
Saturday was a long. All right, before we get into that, let's play some more music and get into some stuff you actually might want to hear about. So we're gonna play some Tiesto with Vassy, because we actually got to do an interview with Vassy at the iHeartW Lounge. So this is Tiesto Vassy Secrets on the Beats and Booze Podcast.
Hi, this is Alesso.
This is Blau, and follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Beats and Booze.
All right, we're here at the W in South Beach. I'm hanging out with Vassy. Vassy, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing amazing, and this whole week is obviously amazing. You've been coming to Miami for a while now. What do you think it is about this week that's just so special? There's just something in the air about Miami Music Week.
Well, for me, it's, you know, I have a, you know, we performed last night at Live with Tiesto, and it marked a very special anniversary. A year ago, we had just put it out and performed it at Live, and now here we are again after it's had so much success. And so we performed it, and we also debuted our new record together.
That's amazing.
Plus, we're up for a couple of nominations this year. So, you know, and doing Ultra.
Yep.
So it's fun. Good times.
That's all. Just doing Ultra. Just a little thing you might have heard of called Ultra. So, what are you working on right now? What's the new Vassy we have to look out for? What's the new stuff going on? You just said you have a new track coming out with Tiesto, is it?
Yeah, so I have a new record. It's Tiesto and Vassy coming out. We literally just finished it. We just debuted it. We're performing at Ultra, which is going to be awesome. And I have a couple other collaborations in the works. I can't say yet. With, you know, big DJs, obviously. Gotcha. But I'm actually working on my solo project right now. So
nice.
I'm just finishing up my album.
Nice.
Yeah, so...
That's
it's me
cool.
time.
That's amazing. I can't wait to hear some solo Vassy. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
I usually like to ask everybody who's been coming down here for a while, do you have like a go-to spot here, like maybe a food spot, whatever, that you always hit every time you're here, you just have to go there?
No, I don't.
No?
No.
Just whatever catches your eye, you roll in there.
I'm open to it because, you know, every spot has, I like to try new spots because you never know where you're going to, you know.
Absolutely.
So I try not to repeat, because you're only here for a few days.
Yeah.
And between the parties and that, you know. So it's cool to try some different things.
That's awesome. I love that. You're experimenting, having fun, enjoying Miami.
Awesome.
Very cool. Well, listen, Vassy, thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us. Best of luck with everything. I can't wait to hear the new music.
Aw, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
The Beats and Booze Podcast.
All right, so another special thanks for Vassy for doing that for us at the W Lounge. So back to it. Friday, yep. Another crazy day at the W Lounge.
Yeah.
The iHeartMedia W Lounge. Awesome lineup that day, though.
Yeah, that was probably the most packed lineup. Flips, you know offhand who the lineup was. It was Hardwell,
Oliver Heldens. Yeah. Shit, I'm drawing a blank.
Steve Angello, Gina Turner, Layback Luke, Afrojack,
yep.
MK.
Steffi's on it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
The Belly's first time Miami was this year. Right?
Oh, yeah. So let's get a first timer.
Who was your favorite that you saw in that day, Friday, of that list?
Friday, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Swedish House Mafia, so yeah. It was a pleasure to meet Steve Angello, and I mean, I thought he killed it out there.
He thought he did pretty well. He was cool, and you could tell he was very, like, I don't want to say, like, awkward, but, like, he was very just, like...
He was in his own zone, I feel like.
Exactly,
he was like, kind of quiet.
He's very humble.
Yeah, exactly.
He's very, very humble.
Yep. It was cool, though. It was a cool set.
It's so intimate back there.
Yeah,
it's like
you're
enclosed. It's not a lot of people, especially at the start of the day.
Yep.
I had so many people texting me just from my Snapchats that day. They're like, where are you?
Yeah.
That you're like... in this like closed in like backyard looking place where these DJs are in, like,
that's what everybody kept saying, like, you're so close, like, who, like, no one's there, like, what are they?
I was like, it's the iHeartRadio party. Honestly, out of everything I went to, probably my favorite party.
That's what Genvi said too. My friend Genvi came down for like one day, and she said like the craziest day was the Friday that she came to iHeart.
You guys agree with that? Was that your favorite?
Yeah.
We're all looking at each other. It's all on camera.
I was fried. Yeah. So, I mean,
my obviously,
shirt is probably still wet from the sweat.
There's
I show up to the front door and Sal's sweating fucking bullets. I'm like, are you okay?
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
Oh, man, that was funny.
Well, it's not even the craziest. It's just, I just had
like the
most
coolest.
Fun.
Yeah.
Like, people weren't on top of you. There weren't people who were like falling over, hammered, like stumbling all over you. Like, I mean,
people were hammered, it was fine.
But it was like a control group, like it was like a comfortable atmosphere.
Until
like,
we started playing Flip Cup.
Yeah.
And started screaming at each other's faces.
So aside from the music, obviously women in Miami are a big deal.
There's a lot of them down there.
Yeah. Some of us were juggling a couple women at the same time.
And men.
Spirito.
What? Men?
Apparently he's juggling men anyway.
Spirito in was inviting multiple
false.
Women at one time.
You guys said invite more people. Bartel's in my ear like, we need more people to fill up the green. So I sent out a few texts.
And yeah, two of them were girls that you were trying to take out to a nice dinner.
Exactly.
He just wanted to take them out on a date.
Yeah. I just want to date them, you know? Take them like to a real fancy restaurant. You know, me and Flips had a real romantic night.
Again.
Yes, we did.
We had a nice romantic dinner. It was was Phil, his girlfriend, and then me and Flips on the other side of the table.
I know how all the girls feel now.
It was, it was romantic. It was nice. It was candlelit. There was a man making homemade pasta, like right in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool. And that's what I wanted to do with these girls.
Yeah. Yes. It doesn't matter if it's on a cheese wheel.
It wasn't a cheese wheel.
Huh? No, I was the bitch. I was
the bitch. Naturally.
Like many other women in this world.
I was definitely the bitch.
Well, it didn't pan out in your favor, though. You didn't end up having the choice of which female you got to take out on a beautiful date.
Because you had to get on a flight.
Yeah. Well,
no, we're fast forwarding too much there.
Yeah, we're fast forwarding into that because that's a whole another story.
Yeah.
No, but that day worked out. It worked out well.
And then we Friday we started off our night with a table at probably the hottest nightclub in all of South Beach. You guys might have heard of it. It's called Senor Frogs.
That was the weirdest fucking night ever.
I got so confused because I was like, wait, where did we go? Is he talking about Liv? That was Saturday.
That was the weirdest time of my life.
Yeah, and it was probably the most expensive bar tab I've had the entire Miami trip
Two waters there because I was dead tired from the night before. And then that weird, like, stripper girl performed.
She was lip syncing
in a tutu and like cowboy boots.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck she was wearing.
Friday was the night I went to space by myself. For Steve Angelo and Sonnery, James and Ryan Marciano.
That's right. I wanted to go there, and we ended up back at the Cleveland there.
Steve Angelo played a 3.5-hour Mezcal kid set and then played back-to-back with Sonnery and Ryan for an hour.
I was let down by their set. Sonnery, Steve Angelo.
By Sonnery and Ryan?
Well,
by Steve Angelo?
What?
It's the terrace. It's you guys wouldn't understand
he
the terrace.
You guys wouldn't understand it.
You wouldn't understand the terrace.
You know.
He played a 3.5-hour Mezcal kid set. What more could you ask for?
I mean, it was decent, but for the terrace.
But do you go there for Steve?
Do you even go here?
Do you go there? Shakes, you owe me a fucking soda.
No, I mean, I figured.
Like, were you expecting like the usual like Steve Angelo main stage set? Because that's not what you're gonna get at Space Terrace.
She's bringing the heat right now. You better respond.
Sal, what's your response? Go.
I literally will beat him up over this because Steve Angelo
this
never.
This is the most angry
Steve Angelo
I've seen
doesn't play Mezcal Kid anyway.
All right, okay.
It just sucks.
Let's agree to disagree. He was expecting a different outcome.
Yeah. Main stage basic over
the
here.
Vibes, right?
No.
Completely opposite.
I think that they played too soft.
We've been clipping for the last half hour.
Sonnery, Ryan, and Steve. All three of them I thought was going to be way
what
more
Steve
underground.
What Steve did on the terrace should not be allowed anywhere. Because he played 3.5 hours of straight Mezcal Kid, and he never does that. Ever.
There you go. This is what this podcast is about. It's for real music fans.
Yeah.
This is where we come to debate.
He doesn't record that shit. He doesn't release that shit. He played 3.5 hours of Mezcal Kid. You don't get that anywhere.
All right. Well,
pretty cool.
It was
I have to say is that judging by Steve's hour or half hour, how long were the sets at the W?
A half hour.
Half hour long set at the W. I mean, he wasn't.
But that's not what he played.
No, but he wasn't adapting to what you would normally expect, the mainstream stuff. I thought he did a really good job. Both guys would want to go in there and bang around, but
he did a fantastic job.
He definitely.
I could get with that. Yeah, I could definitely see that. Absolutely.
Dynamite fill-in, Mike.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good addition.
Right.
That was solid.
All right, so let's wrap up Friday. We ended up at Clevelander for our boy Gazzo that we just heard from.
Yep.
He did a great set. He always kills it over there.
Yeah,
it's a good crowd for him. Like
he played some cool shit. He had like a Blink-182 remix and the crowd went crazy for it.
Yeah, Gazzo was really good.
Yeah, Gazzo killed him. And shout out to him and Rob for always taking care of us. That was awesome over there at the Clevelander.
They set us up.
And I think we knew we had a long day on Saturday.
Oh, God, it was so long. So, we just went home. Well, we went home at like 5 a.m.
Yeah,
so
I mean, for Miami,
that's early for Miami.
The club was still open.
It's early night. Yeah.
So, but before we get into that, why don't we get into some more music?
Yeah, let's do it. So this is another one that we heard out a lot. It's Waiting by Oliver Heldens. So let's check that out here on the Beats and Booze podcast. Yeah, I've been waiting for
yeah, I've been waiting for your love. It's a party and you know we clap your hands.
The Beats and Booze Podcast.
That was Waiting by Oliver Heldens, and he played at the W. I somehow missed this, but yeah. Gloria, you were there. What were you saying just now?
I saw after Oliver was done with his set, he was in the crowd, which was really cool because it's that type of intimate environment, and for him to go out there and actually groove and step it out with the
that's cool.
with his fans. And then I even saw him doing it. I saw a video that somebody posted he was doing it by the pool in the
that
second
I think
area.
I saw, yeah,
yeah, I just said to
by Damien, Tony, shout out to all them. Right. Yeah, yeah, respect.
Yep. Yeah, but, no, that, I thought that was awesome. When I saw that, I was like, wow, what a cool little guy.
Did you get to meet him, please?
Yeah.
Who says respect?
Cool respect.
He also threw
only
down
Gloria
at the W.
Yeah.
I missed really, it. Really enjoyed his set.
Where were we?
Yeah. Only Gloria says respect flipped after his done talking.
Did you see?
Yeah, were
did
we playing Flip Cup?
I met him last year.
We started playing Flip Cup.
Did we miss
I saw
set?
I saw Oliver perform, but I didn't actually meet him.
Oh, right. Okay.
Good God.
Well, I mean, you've been talking about wanting to see Oliver Heldens for forever.
No, it was the first time I actually saw him live, so yeah. It was good.
Did he live up to all the hype?
Of course he did.
Yeah, he's it's like if Raph saw Kygo, even if he
even
just
where was Kygo?
Even if Kygo shit into the microphone
he
for
wasn't
like
there.
5 minutes,
shot.
Yeah, right.
Raph still would have loved it.
Kygo was kind of absent from a lot of things, right?
I was very surprised he wasn't there. I know he does a lot with iHeart,
yeah.
And I was surprised not to see him.
He's too big now.
I like Kygo.
Kygo was a saint.
All right, so we have to talk about this. Raph's obsession with Kygo is ridiculous.
Raph is,
look at this monkey.
Raph is obsessed. Look, why do you like Kygo so much? Tell the people.
I just love it. It's relaxing. It's soothing. It's just there's always a time and a place for Kygo.
It sounds like you're talking about a warm bubble bath.
Kygo's slogan should be, listen to me, it's like a warm bubble bath.
All right, so there you have it. Kygo is a warm bubble bath. All right, so Saturday, let's get into it. Last day at the iHeart party, probably the day we got most turnt.
Oh my God, yeah. That
in
was
my opinion, because it was just like, we were tired and like it's end of the week, you know, so it's like you're drinking on top of no sleep. And
that
was,
yeah, that was to the point where we were too drunk to even get a Flip Cup game going, I think, that day. That was the first day.
We tried.
We were just too drunk.
No,
to
you know what it was? No, it wasn't. It was somebody else started the game, and it was a bunch of shit people on the table.
Yep, yep.
And it took a while for everybody to rotate out. And that's what sucked.
That's what happened. When we started something cool, and then the fucking amateurs roll in there.
That's what fucking happened.
Saturday. It was more that LaBelly's back was hurting from jumping on him so many times.
I just want to say, give a shout out to LaBelly for catching me every time I was celebrating. I would jump into LaBelly's arms after every time we went out.
It's like the World Series every time you won.
It's the greatest day of my life. It's the greatest day of my life.
Yeah, every time you won, like every fifth game, because we were fucking spanking that ass.
Saturday, we had Nerve Road, the W Lounge. Blaster Jack, CLMD, and Cedric Gervais. So that was actually a pretty good day.
Oh, Cedric was good that day.
Cedric was good, yeah.
Yeah.
Cedric was cool. It was the weaker day of lineups, though.
No, that's true.
Because
after like four, it got a little.
Party
well, we're getting there, Steph.
When
hold
Nervo,
on, don't
Blasta Jax and Audie in a weaker lineup, it looks like you had a good week.
No, absolutely.
It's true.
Oh, I forgot about Audie.
Audie's
set was good. I liked Audie's set. That, he like started things off. That's when it started to turn up a little bit. So after that, though, party ends at 6. Yep. Our next move was Sexy by Nature.
Yeah.
And that is where the real, like, debauchery began.
We picked up a couple stragglers.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Straggler is an understatement to describe
it. They were like two hippie chicks.
Understatement of the year of when you guys showed up at Sexy by Nature.
From what I hear, that was the best party in Miami.
Best party.
It always is every year.
So we got to Sexy by Nature. It took a hot second, and we had a couple stragglers with us. So luckily, it turned out we had just the right amount of plus ones.
Yep.
And we got them all in. And it got crazy. I mean, you know. And I think the biggest story from Miami is that we changed our flights right before walking in.
That's a good move. That's the best move to
make. So, I mean, all right. So there's a story behind it because Saturday night we got an invite to Diddy's house, which we'll get into in a little bit.
Yeah.
And I did not want to miss that. And it was like 5 o'clock. We're walking over to Sexy by Nature. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want to miss this. And I definitely don't want to miss Diddy. So I changed my flight. The problem was,
well, you should probably never change your flight while you're talking to girls.
That also didn't help.
That's never, it never helps.
What didn't help even more so was that Dramos, my phone wasn't working, and Dramos handed me his phone with flights pulled up. So I found the cheapest flight. I was like, oh, this is great. This is cheap. Done. Sunday, I'm out of here at like 9 o'clock. I'll get a whole extra day. I'll be back just in time. I booked it for next Sunday. And so did Dramos.
Yes, he booked our flight for the following Monday.
Yeah, so we figured that out at like 10 o'clock at night getting ready for Liv because they were freaking
out.
Well,
the best part is you were bitching to us and just making fun of us.
I was fucked up
and booked the wrong flight.
I was like, what idiots? How do you not look at the date? And then I checked my flight and I was like, motherfucker.
So awkward.
So awkward.
Spirit of Sylvia Miami really right now.
I know, I would. I should have just stayed. Fuck.
You should have just
done You would have been the two people down there for WMC.
That'd have been terrible.
Yeah. Nobody stays down.
That'd have been you and Fassy.
Yeah.
The worst, well, or the best time.
Could have been. Could have been. So I spent a half hour inside the curtain of our hotel room trying to sort that deal out. I'll post that picture tomorrow when my conference room when the episode airs. All right, so the flights got figured out, and now let's backtrack. We're back at the Sunny and James party. Steph, what was your favorite part?
Kreider had an insane set.
Chocolate Puma brought it. They always bring
the
it.
The only thing I really was very confused about was Armin van Buuren and Fetty LeGrand being the special guests, especially when the year before it was Steve Angello.
I think we left before then.
Yeah, we did.
I was happy though that they played all they played was "Put Your Hands Up for Detroit" by Fetty LeGrand, right. And then this is what it feels like—the one Armin song. But then you knew that was the only two songs they played by the special guests, and then it was back to them. But they played back to back with Steve for an hour the night before, so they weren't going to do it again.
Right?
You couldn't. I mean, the party was still my favorite party of all time. It's my favorite pool party I've ever been to, and this is my sixth Miami Music Week.
It was fun.
They just—it's nonstop energy.
Yeah,
they just bring it.
And that cryo there was crazy.
I love the way the Shelbourne's laid out, too. Everything's right there. But yeah, Kreider brought it. Chocolate Puma brought it.
Yep.
My two friends, actually, Ricky and Andrew, played before Kreider did.
Nice.
And they played an insane set for their first time playing in Miami Music Week. So it was just an awesome pool party all around.
All right, so there you have it. Sexy by Nature gets my vote for best event.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah.
I was at Boris, I promise next year I'm coming to this party.
It's so good.
Because
yeah.
I hear from everybody, it's the number one party of Miami.
These Boris Jesus. Guys.
I'm definitely going to come.
I get it, whatever. Like, I understand the Boris thing now that I've gotten into techno, but like, how many times are we going to have a birthday bash in New York City? Come on.
True.
Right.
True.
Right.
All
right,
so fast forward, Saturday night, we went to Live. For Calvin Harris.
That was just a nightmare period.
It took us a while to get in. Again, because we have penises. But I
couldn't
don't know.
Even move. It was like worse than anybody's been to DJs down the shore. It was worse than DJs.
Yeah, it was worse than DJs.
Let's not go that far. Let's not go that far.
It was way more crowded than DJs.
It was so packed.
Listen, I'm a DJ's diehard. But it was way too packed in Calvin. I couldn't stay there. I went to like the bar and upstairs. I hung out.
Really? It does kind of shock me though that female and male tickets starting off
$200. I tried to get some of my friends in because they didn't make it in time to walk in with us. And the guy was like, "It's $200 a ticket." I was like, "Oof."
Well, that was like festival price. About that.
Yeah.
Sexy by Nature.
Yeah, that was. It
was
$200. Yep.
They sold it out though, right?
It was packed. Yeah, they closed the doors off at like 12:30.
Next year is $250 yeah. Easily.
I hopped my first fence to get into one party. he was there. I felt like a lowlife, but they wanted 90 at the door with only 2 hours left. And that wasn't gonna happen. So, hopped the fence.
Hey, you gotta
which
do what
party?
You gotta
which
do.
Party?
And
which
I have
party?
To add in that when Sal got in, even though we were all trying to get backstage VIP, he goes, "The party is here now," meaning that basically he turned the regular part of the party into the VIP section.
Well, I hopped the fence by the DJ booth.
It was the National.
And I went around to the motel on the side.
Right.
And just went right over.
So Calvin ripped a killer set, but before we get into what happened next, we had a chance to sit down with Modi for a couple minutes at the W Lounge while we were there, and the interview is going to come up right after his song "Turn Me Up" featuring Nabia. Down,
So we are here live at the W Lounge in South Beach, Miami, and now we're hanging with our boy Modi. Modi, how you doing?
I'm good.
Well, welcome to Miami, man.
Thank you.
We had Hardwell on our show a few weeks ago, and we were just talking about Miami, getting prepped up, getting hyped for it, and he was saying how just this week, there's just something about this week that's just so magical. You know, it's unlike anything else you know anybody gets to experience. Yeah. What do you think it is about Miami during this week that's so crazy and so awesome?
Well, there are a few important music weeks in the world, but this is the only one where there's a lot of hot girls. Like, a lot of hot girls. So that
makes it a little ridiculous.
Yeah, it's
unheard of. Actually.
So I think that's basically it.
Nice.
That's the only fucking reason.
I love it. See, we're all about that, obviously. All right, so what's one thing that you're super excited about this week? Whether it's one of your shows you're playing or somebody you're excited to see.
I'm not sure. Like the schedule is so hectic that I just go with it. But I'm looking forward to tonight because today I only have press day, but I don't have any shows. So we're gonna hang out with our friends from Ultra tonight at Ultra and just see the X for tonight. So it's more like a night off and just chill and, you know, I'm probably gonna be backstage, but this time I want to stand like in front or in our house or somewhere on the VIP so I can actually see the show. So
exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do today.
And probably have a couple drinks, right? I'm
sure. A lot of drinks.
Well, it's all right. So last thing, you've been coming to Miami. Obviously, this isn't your first time before.
Yeah.
Is there like a local spot here that you're always like you have to go to, whether it's a food spot or whatever always come to in Miami?
The Sandwichery.
Sandwichery?
Yeah, Sandwichery.
Nice.
Like, you know,
I haven't been there. Yeah.
What's your go-to dish?
Yeah. What do you get over there?
Yeah, it's like a sandwich place, but it's like European sandwich. So you get a baguette with.
Right.
But it's like the best in Miami. Seriously, it's the best.
Nice.
You should go there.
That's awesome. Yeah, everybody, if you're in Miami, go check that out. That's awesome. Well, listen, dude, thank you so much for sitting down with us. It's amazing getting to see you here. Instead of being cold ass New York, now we're in beautiful Miami.
Oh yeah.
Right? So it's definitely a lot better.
Last
so, dude,
time we met, it was snowing.
Yeah, we met. I think when you were in New York, it was literally the coldest like weekend we've ever had, like on record.
Oh, so, it was so cold.
Yeah.
I only was wearing like I only had like a leather jacket with me. I was dying.
It was terrible. Yeah. Listen, dude, thank you so much for hanging out with us, man, and best luck with everything. And we're definitely gonna check your sets out for the rest of the week.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Make sure you don't go to 11 every night.
Yeah. That's for another podcast.
The Beats and Booze Podcast.
That was Turn Me Up, featuring Nabia by our boy Modi. Special thanks again for taking the time to sit down with us. It was pretty funny. We were actually wearing the same sunglasses. My man's got good taste. So Calvin's set, it's 3:30 in the morning, and we leave, and then we hop in an Uber to go to Diddy's house, which is
probably the coolest
thing epic
I've
just
ever done.
Going there.
Is it because it's Diddy's house?
Yes.
Of course it's because it's Diddy's
absolutely
house.
Absolutely because it's Diddy's house.
When can you ever say that party one was Calvin Harris and party two was, you know, nobody
like,
else?
Like, oh, I went to Diddy's house and his party started at 4 a.m. Like crazy. So we get up to the door, we get walked right in because we have cool connections. Shout out to Max, thank you. All right, we walk in, driveway, Lambo, Rolls Royce, two Rolls Royces?
Bentley.
Was there a Bentley in there?
Sure.
And then a Ferrari.
Sure.
So then we walk around the side, and I think my favorite
part. Porta potty.
That was the fanciest porta potty ever.
Three porta potties.
That was nicer than some of my friends' apartments in the city. Just the porta potty. So we walk around, and you know the whole place is a no phone zone. They don't want any pictures, any cameras, nothing. So this one sign, it had five rules on it, and I really, really wanted to take a picture of it, but I didn't want to get kicked out of the party before I even walked in. But the rules were, one was no phones, two was no cameras, three was drink responsibly, four was positive vibes, and number five was keep fucking dancing. And I fucking love that sign. Like, that's the coolest fucking thing to have as people are walking in. So we get there, and there's every kind of Ciroc imaginable, because it's Diddy's house.
Clearly.
Yeah. We walk in, Diddy has not one, not two, not three, but four pools. Four.
Why not?
Who needs four pools?
Diddy does.
Diddy definitely needs four pools. They were separate. So there was, you like walk in, this is going to make no sense for people listening to the radio, but there were two here, one big one here, and then a hot tub in the middle. So I'm considering that a pool, whatever. He had his dock in the back, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The dock in the back was dope. And then this like huge like outdoor like building where the DJ was. Yeah, cabana. I guess it was more than a cabana, though. It was like bigger than half of our houses.
Right. A gazebo, in his words.
Yeah.
Another Diddy gazebo. Another house, in our words.
It had like this like huge piece of wood that probably came from like some crazy place in Japan because it was like Asian themed. Yeah. The DJs were dope. Felix the House Cat played.
He's awesome.
Yeah, I forget the first girl DJ's name. She has blonde hair.
Alice in Wonderland?
No. She does.
I don't know who it was.
I've seen her before. I'll think of it. Sorry. They had a whole table just of every full size candy bar you can possibly imagine.
That's the only thing I heard from everyone at this party. It's just like every candy bar.
It's just such incredible. A weird thing to have at a party, but it's also like the coolest thing to have at a party, especially one that starts at 4 a.m.
He wins.
Yeah.
He wins.
Diddy wins. Every type of Ciroc, and I shit you not, literally, every direction you turned, there was a hot girl.
Yeah, oh yeah. It was a little ridiculous.
It is Diddy's
house. Was crazy.
Did you guys expect this all like, to happen?
It was all supermodels.
Yes, Jules was there.
Yeah, Wiz walked in. The Weeknd walked in.
Yes, Jules are dating now.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's right. They are. Yes, Jules. I don't know
who that is. She's like this. She's like the big time promoter in Miami. She had, like does all this shit with the rappers, but now her and Wiz are apparently dating.
I heard Diddy and Wiz were together the entire night, like inseparable.
Who?
Wiz and Diddy.
We only saw Diddy for like a few minutes.
Yeah, Diddy got on the mic.
And that was it.
Who else was there? Who else was there? Give me some notable rappers.
I don't know about rappers, but Kyrie Irving from the Cavs was there. Right. I saw a couple of basketball
players.
Was
Kygo there? Or?
No, Kygo.
Kygo is not there.
We saw Sean Frank. Sean Frank was there.
Shout out to the homie Sean Frank.
One of the Chainsmokers, I think, was there also.
Yeah, Drew was there.
Someone from Disclosure, one of the Disclosure guys was there.
Yeah, with his girlfriend.
There was definitely a bunch of football players. Nobody knew who they were, though. You just tell they were football players.
Probably. Yeah, they were just massive.
Yeah.
But I loved when Diddy got on the mic because it was just, it was fucking cool to see Diddy like 30 feet away from you on a microphone. But like what he was saying was kind of like what the poster said. He was just like, he's like, yo, like, thanks for coming to Diddy's house. You know, this party is like for all you guys, you know, it's a thank you. This party's about positive vibes, you know, no cameras. If we see you using your camera, we're going to ask you to leave because we don't want any social media judgment about what goes on here. And it was like, this is like a fucking for real party. Like, this is
what every party should be.
Yeah,
pretty much. Like, yeah.
Like, he didn't have to say it, but when you go there and you don't see anyone, they just want to have fun.
Yeah. It was so refreshing totally not to be on my phone. Like, I know I Snapchat a lot, but it was nice to keep my phone in my pocket.
People have to know. People got to know, guys.
Don't Snapchat a lot, but I got to be honest, man. It's a lot.
People got to know.
People got to know. Apparently.
People got to know. We're characters now, you know? They got to catch up.
People care.
I got a lot of good responses from my week in Miami on my Snapchat.
Spirit does it for the people.
I do. It's for them. It's for my fans.
Show the people. I appreciate it.
Show the people how you shake your butt.
That's it.
Oh, no.
Gotta be dancing. Gotta be shaking that ass. It's like, no. No DJ's like, yeah, it's too early. Yeah, but I mean, just what a way to end.
Yeah.
End of Miami week. Just four in the morning, rolling up to Diddy's house.
It wasn't the end. after the 7 fucking delays of my flight. And off the plane because the engine wasn't turning.
What?
And us having to get on a different plane. Yeah, this was me and Dramos' trip back.
Wow.
We flew into AC, had to take a bus to the city.
Yeah, you guys booked a flight for AC because it was cheaper.
It was the worst experience of my life.
I've never heard of this.
It was so...
This sounds terrible. It was horrendous. I'm so glad I left. Like,
I really wish I would have left Sunday morning. But then again, Diddy's was kind of worth it, so fuck it.
Also, shout out to Phil, because Phil went to live with pneumonia. Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
So, guys,
sure
if
right
anyone's
now,
listening that went to live for Calvin Harris and you ended up getting pneumonia, Phil was patient zero. You
and
can blame him.
And then went to Diddy's with pneumonia.
Yeah, with pneumonia. Yeah. Kid had like 103 fever, was in the hospital for like an hour, and then came out with us for live.
If anybody's listening, send the bottle of Robitussin to close that. We'll post the address
everyone
of
Diddy's, for everyone who's at Diddy's, you guys have pneumonia, blame fucking Phil.
Yeah, that's it. If you were there, he's the reason why.
It's like mumps at DJs.
Oh, God, the mumps outbreak. I remember that. Mumps. That was terrible. All right, so I guess that wraps up our week. Any comments? Any other crazy stories anybody wants to bring up?
I slept through my entire day on Sunday.
That's gross.
Yeah, you guys were out. That's gross. I left you guys, and you were in bed.
You know what? Big shout out to Chocolate Puma, who opened on Tuesday.
Yes.
They did awesome.
Again,
like,
Chocolate
they stepped
Puma
up
brought the heat
so much.
Chocolate Puma really brought it all week long.
I had nothing but good things to say about Chocolate
Puma.
All
right,
Puma
so we
got
the man who planned it all just walked into
the
studio.
The man, the myth, the legend, looking super fresh right now.
The industry is across the street.
Bartel.
In the studio where you can do this broadcast any other time. What are you doing? Do you think I dress like this all the time? That's the industry in Tribeca Tavern. The entire industry. Every record label, every EDM artist, every manager, every everything. And you're here in
We're
the
wrapping
studio.
Up right now. We just wanted to say hi.
The broadcast. Follow me to Tribeca Tavern.
All right. I think
I'm leaving.
That's the best way to end the show that I can think of.
Wait, is Kygo there?
Is Kygo there? Bartel, is Kygo at the party?
He gave us a look and walked out.
If Kygo's not at this party, right. I'm going to get a hot dog at the Pius.
There it is. You heard it from Bartel. We got to get the fuck out of here. Apparently. Thank you so much for listening. We had a crazy time in Miami. Thank you for everybody that came down and Bartel for organizing it all. And we will see you down there next year.
Outrageous, irresponsible, completely insane.
The Beats and Booze Podcast.